Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Good morning. Welcome to the weekend. Larry Richard with anchorman Paul Rasmussen. And just to echo what Michael Spaciopoli said, it's on us here at KDK Radio to continue to bring you the local news and information and, yeah, shed light on issues that need light shed.
And we have the advantage of being able to do that in more than one way. Not only do we have a news department, but we also have a team of talk show hosts with a long, long history in Pittsburgh.
And many relationships and connections to keep our listeners locked in. So appreciate those thoughts and certainly feel for the people from the Post-Gazette, too. We'll see what shakes out.
I'm kind of hoping for a savior of some kind, maybe as a digital-only publication, because I got to tell you, there's a lot of value in some of the products that they deliver on a consistent basis. And for me, and I think for you too, a big part of that is their sports coverage. They have a really good lineup of writers, both beat writers and commentators.
Talented men and women who do the daily beat work. And of course, you know, the guy that's been there for us is our Odyssey sports director, Jeff Hathorn, mm-hmm. who does a remarkable job. So we will keep you posted. That said, we'll get into some more of the details of what's going on now, as Paul, you reported in Portland as well as Minneapolis. But first, what amounts to some type of message vote, you could call it, Republicans joined Democrats in the U.S. House to approve extending Obamacare subsidy funding for 3 years. Now, the measure does not have enough support in the Senate, and even if it did, the president would probably veto it. But the fight over subsidy coverage was the main cause of the government shutdown, as you recall, last year. CBS News congressional correspondent Caitlin Huey Burns.
There is a small bipartisan group of lawmakers in the Senate working with House members to try to figure out a way to address the rising costs of health care. There's a framework of a plan right now that includes a small two-year extension of those Obamacare subsidies while also working in other reforms.
So we'll see what the Senate says, and maybe there is some sort of compromise. But Paul, as you know, a lot of people are really wondering what comes next when it comes to some of these health care and the cost, basically.
And if they've come up with something in the House that's not going to clear the Senate, and if the Senate even were to pass it and the president vetoed it, I don't think they would have the votes to overturn a veto, right? So it may be symbolic that I think they got, if I have that story right from this morning, there were 18 Republicans who joined the Democrats in the House to pass that extension of the subsidies.
So, we'll
but it's they're kicking the can down the road here. I mean, you know, yeah. Right? I mean, there has to be a solution somewhere in all of this, but they apparently want to bludgeon one another over the
over
the subsidies and see who can come away with the most political capital. I guess that seems to be the end game. Is that how it comes to you?
Yeah, I think both should focus on getting something that's practical and helps the citizens who need the help the most.
So. Well, like we discussed not too long ago, I'll just drag this out again real quickly, is that if you have a group of people who is less than expected to sign up for ACA and you have a smaller pool with older and sicker people in it, then wouldn't you want to put them in a larger pool of people to help defray the cost, bring them down? What's wrong with maybe the idea of transferring these people over into Medicaid, for example? Why is that? Does that make too much sense, or is it something that can't be done?
Obviously, the whole healthcare industry is in distress for a sundry of reasons, and you would hope that at some point, if they can put politics aside and just get some practical things accomplished and figure this out. So if one side says, well, we don't like what you're doing, well, what are your answers? And let's try to find a way to make it work.
You would think that both parties would want to capitalize on this opportunity to make it look like they're getting something done. I mean, with public approval ratings of what's going on in Congress are even lower than what they have right now for the national media.
Yeah, so, but at least it was a morsel of positivity in terms of pushing it over to the Senate and see.
A little crack there.
And see if they can find a way. And now the situation in Portland, this is different. It's just coincidental that it happens a couple of days after what happened in Minneapolis, which is apparently a completely different story. So
yeah, you have Border Patrol agents trying to make an apprehension in Portland versus ICE officers in a confrontation with protesters, basically, is the difference. Yeah.
And so now in Portland, this issue is cropped up and people are probably wondering, you know, not again. I hope it's just coincidental that it just happened within a couple of days of each other. And this
It seems that way on the surface, Larry.
But apparently there's more to that story, and we'll have details with some network coverage on that.
Yeah, but, and I'll have both of the stories about the Portland ICE incident. Actually, it's not Portland ICE, it's Portland Border Patrol incident. And then the mayor and a Republican here in Pittsburgh debating whether or not they should be supporting him.
Yesterday, that Bruno Mars is coming to Acrisure Stadium next summer on Saturday, August 29th with DJ Pee-wee. Have you ever heard of DJ Pee-wee?
No, but I've heard of, obviously, Bruno Mars.
It's a unique name choice.
Yeah. But anyway, that'll be a big show. He's quite an entertainer, not only singer, but dancer. And the last time he was here at PPG Paints Arena, he had a sellout show. And it's been a while now since he's made a visit to Pittsburgh. So it's a stadium show. And then you mentioned Chris Stapleton will be coming to Starlake this summer. That guy, singer-songwriter in the country world.
I love Chris Stapleton.
Superstar.
You know, love him.
Considering the size of the venue, I'll bet that's a sellout and quickly.
And he looks like, I mean, when you see him, if you don't know who he is, you've got the big beard like Brett Kiesel used to have.
He has the look, yeah.
He's got the hat and just looks like a cool country dude.
Correct. He really does.
But what a talent. So looking forward to some big shows coming. It's nice that we can talk about what's coming in the summer already. And that said, we like to spend some of this time figuring out what else is going on. So speaking of music, how obsessed are Taylor Swift fans? A bottle of French wine you could barely make in the backyard. Barely make in the backyard.
Yeah, what? Where's this going?
You're right.
Wow.
It's from her. This documentary she did, is it the Eras Tour?
Mm-hmm, the End of an Era.
Right. This wine sold out as soon as the Swifties figured out what it was, and she wasn't even drinking it. The stuff is not cheap. It goes for $40 a bottle. The small winery says they can't make enough of it now just because it was seen in the documentary.
That is how it goes when you're Taylor Swift. Wow.
Consumer Electronics Show in Vegas is over for another year. We're going to get an update Monday from Dr. Frank, who was there. He's been one of the judges for more than half a century. But if you've seen anything that's gone on there with the technology, with robots and artificial intelligence, crazy. There were enough robots out there, and everybody's minds out there had to be blown away.
I guess that the predominant topic out there, it's all about AI, how they're incorporating it into electronics.
But what really blew people's minds was on the final day, there were new digital progressive bifocals made by a company called IXI that use see-through screens as lenses. They track your eye and autofocus whatever is in your focus point, whatever
you're
looking
at. Is this like a pair of glasses?
Yeah. And
okay.
They look just like regular glasses, but it could be a few years before you could try them yourself just by the cost. So they're... Have you seen these glasses that have cameras in them?
Yes. I meant to bring this up a few days ago. So my dad, my brother, Vinny, they went on this retreat and one of the friends there wore them. They were playing flag football and he recorded it all.
So this is like a dash cam or a GoPro.
Yes.
Only in your glasses.
Yeah, mm-hmm. But it's very tiny, Paul, and it's connected Bluetooth to your phone.
So cool.
And it's downloading and recording.
So I guess they put the lens at the place where, you know, the earpiece.
Yeah,
you know,
the point where the arms of the glasses meet the frames in the front. And you couldn't tell if you didn't know. Now,
think about the applications for this in undercover work.
Yeah, I was going to say that gets real.
Or investigative journalism.
Right.
Or maybe it could be used as evidence in a case of assault or domestic incident. Wow.
Yeah. And it has other technology, too. You can ask it verbally questions, and it has artificial intelligence connections. So
if you see someone talking and saying things to something that doesn't sound right, they're probably just talking to their glasses.
Yeah, it might make it might make people look a little weird, to be honest with you.
But if it takes off, it'll become normal.
And then there's these AirPods that I just got as a Christmas gift that in real time can translate foreign languages.
That is amazing, Larry.
So I'll be interested what Dr. Frank
and by the way, as long as we're talking about translation real briefly, I decided I wanted to read the paper in Venezuela, the predominant newspaper. It's called The National. And it's so cool to go to that website and then click on the translate option up in the toolbar and watch all of that language that I can't understand convert into something I can in English.
It's pretty magical.
And a snap of, I mean, just that fast.
Amazing stuff from the Consumer Electronics Show. One of these days, Shumway and I used to talk about it. We would love to go there. Just comes right after the holidays.
But please.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Just do so without credit cards. Right?
Yeah. This is the Big K Morning Show. Big weekend in the Berg, and this unusually warm weather with a near record high today kicks it off, and then the kickoff Monday night will be more seasonal with temperatures around 32 with the Steelers and the Houston Texans. And by the way, later this morning in our 8 o'clock hour, we're going to talk to the host of The Drive with Storner and Hughley in Dallas, or Houston, Texas, rather. They are also the flagship, so they know a lot about the Texans, who were on a 9-game win streak headed into the playoffs and heading into Pittsburgh. The protests continue, and it's been very tense in Minneapolis. And then the Portland shooting that Paul just described in the newscast has the focus again, once again, on immigration and locally. We welcome back Ellen Freeman from Ellen Freeman Immigration Law and kind of get a sense of what you're hearing, Ellen. Welcome back. Thank you for being with us.
Good morning, Cleary. Really, really hard times. It sort of seems to be like the pinnacle of war on immigration and scapegoating of immigrants. But now it's really American citizens that are getting hurt for just participating in witnessing the ICE arrest and ICE actions. We know that a lot of the people are very concerned about the treatment of immigrants, separations of families, and reasonable arrest of a lot of the immigrants who have absolutely no criminal records, who have American families, who have been living here for a long time. So it's really, really terrible times, really painful, and we all now will start knowing somebody who either got hurt or has been arrested. Another issue that is affecting all of the communities around the country is arrest of the Ukrainian citizens who are here absolutely legally on the Uniting for Ukraine parole status. Because of the mismanagement of the current immigration service and not processing of documents in any reasonable time, people are waiting for a very long time for the documents that are due to them, such as a re-parole authorization or employment authorization documents. You wouldn't believe that some of those documents are now taking close to 2 years. And now, if you're standing in the wrong place at the wrong time, just like a Walmart delivery driver in Minneapolis who was there during this action and happens to be Ukrainian, completely authorized to be here, he was arrested. And that is happening all over the country. A lot of the times, yes.
If there is an arrest like that you're describing, what is the due process that people are going through? I mean, you mentioned the backlog and the paperwork, and I certainly understand that's a frustration. But after someone is arrested, what happens to them?
Well, unfortunately, there is no due process. The current administration claims that foreign nationals are not entitled to it. And people who are mistakenly arrested for just being in a place where there were raids of other foreign nationals, foreign-born, they're being arrested and taken to jail. The notice to appear in court is not issued sometimes for many weeks, and their immigration lawyers and families cannot find them sometimes for as long as a month. And they start being transferred around the country. So one can be arrested in Minneapolis or Pittsburgh, but then they start being transferred to the facilities in the South, mostly in Louisiana, Alabama, and they're transferring them so many times that by the time they're allowed to call and tell their family where they are, they're across the country, and it's hard to find an attorney in that area and can go and help them and who can go to court. And what is really appalling, what's happening, a lot of them are being deported before they ever get in front of the immigration judge, before anybody ever gets to say, you know, why are they entitled to stay here, what the circumstances are, and how they should not be the target. They were not supposed to be the target of this administration, but they seem to be only caring about the numbers, just to be arresting people. Another appalling thing that's happening around the country, that spouses of U.S. citizens who never violated any laws but been waiting for green cards for so long that their underlying immigration status has expired, and they're just here waiting for the green card in a period of stay authorized by the attorney general, they're now being arrested. That's been happening in San Diego, but it's also been happening in New York, in Salt Lake City, and none of us immigration lawyers know whether it will spread around the country and reach communities such as ours. So we owe to prepare our clients that there is a possibility that they can be arrested at their immigration interview.
Appreciate the update, Ellen. Thank you. Challenging
thank
times.
Yeah.
Attorney Ellen Freeman with the immigration law group here that she heads in Pittsburgh.
One day after the fatal shooting of a woman by an ICE officer in Minneapolis, there was a shooting involving Border Patrol agents in Portland, Oregon.
U.S. Border Patrol agents were conducting a targeted vehicle stop when the Venezuelan man in this country illegally attempted to run over the law enforcement agents when they identified themselves to the two occupants.
So, coincidental in terms of the timing, but two completely different stories.
The second season of The Pitt debuted this week on HBO Max, and now we know the show has been renewed for a third season.
It's just an extremely well-done show, and the accuracy of the medical elements of it, I think, combined to have made it a hit.
That is the voice of well-known, he's a television and movie critic, Rob Owen, who worked for the paper for many years.
Yes, The Pitt, I've got to watch that. This weekend, I've got to make it a point to dig into the HBO Max library and find the debut show from the second season.
Yeah, you did watch the first season, right?
No,
Oh, no, you didn't.
Yeah. Well, I wonder if I should try to start with the first season if it's available on HBO Max.
I'm sure it is. Yeah. And what makes this series different is, as we mentioned, each episode is 1 hour of real time in one shift in the emergency department.
And it's an Emmy Award winner, not only the show, but also the actor, Noah Wiley, the lead in the program, is both won an Emmy this year.
Getting a lot of accolades.
Steelers-Texans on Monday night in an AFC playoff wildcard game. And Larry, what do you think is on the mind of Aaron Rodgers? Well, here's what he told reporters.
I care about winning. That's why I'm here. That's why I love the Monday to Saturday grind.
That's why he's here. And I think it's pretty safe to say, in spite of some ups and downs through the season, including Aaron in a couple of games, the Steelers would not be in the playoffs without Aaron Rodgers.
Well, I don't think there's any doubt, Larry. But I also think that he's peaking at the right time, getting DK Metcalf back, who I'm sure wants to do his best, right, after missing two games. The offensive line is playing very well. The defensive line shut down probably the best, if not one of the best, running backs in the second half of that game last week.
Derrick Henry.
You know, I mean, pretty much everybody on the team played well except for the defensive secondary. And if they can straighten that out.
Well, that said, you're looking at a team in Houston that's coming in winning 9 in a row, which is really hard to do in the National Football League, and they're doing it with the best defense. So it's a good matchup.
And I want to mention the man who founded the Penguins died on Tuesday at the age of 91.
Jack McGregor, originally from Katanning, who was a legislator, and he saw the opportunity when the NHL wanted to expand from 6 teams to 12 to get a franchise. And how he sold it, apparently, was talking to the prominent and wealthy men of Pittsburgh at the time.
Yeah, the names behind the ownership group along with McGregor, it's an impressive list, starting with Art Rooney.
Art Rooney in 1964 chipped in, apparently, and what Mr. McGregor did was convince them, look, you want to be known as a big-time city. Yeah, we have a baseball team, we have a football team, but if you had a National Hockey League team, sports-wise, we'll be viewed differently, and apparently he was right. And at one point, you pointed out he met Mario Lemieux in the owner's box.
Yeah, the video of that is really grabbed my attention because as he's walking in, Mario's greeting him, and he says, there's the guy who started this whole thing. And then McGregor fired back with something along the lines of, yeah, but you're the guy that saved it. Not once, but twice when you think about it.
Absolutely.